say. Bingo moon is on his way. None of you stand so tall. Bingo moon, gonna get you home. It's a bingo moon. It's a bingo moon.
Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl that I love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Dollars. to you. What it is that surprises me is that I don't really want you to. And your shoulders are frozen, over you're an explosion. Your name isn't real, but I don't care for sand and light in the fuse. My results in a bang, 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 go. Oh,
December. Warm when the cold breezes blow. My arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. December too.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
pill to swallow is the truth. I take my time just to make a little more. I take a little more. I guess you got me good. It's like
little Boston cream. Out of the blue, out of my wildest dreams, she's the sweetest thing that's ever been.
This time every year, the kids ask me, what is a Santa Claus? And I kind of smile and I remember when I was their age and the wonderment and excitement that was Santa Claus comes back to me. This magical, mystical creature who once a year brings so much happiness to so many people is with us again. And I remember. I remember what my mother used to tell me when I asked her about Santa Claus. She'd sit down and lift me to her lap and say, son, Santa Claus is many things. He's a world traveler, a toy inventor, a diplomat, and he has the biggest and best delivery system ever devised. He's a genius and can pack more sleds, bicycles, and dolls, and candy, and blocks, and toy cars, and airplanes into one bag than anyone else. And he can even get a supersonic robot who will play with a little boy in there, too. He receives more mail than the president, makes more trips than the secretary of state, and gives your daddy more funny neckties than he knows what to do with. He's seen everywhere, standing on street corners, in department stores, on billboards, and some even say they've seen him high in the sky in his sleigh. Santa Claus loves little children and animals and has 7 wonderful reindeer that go with him every year when he makes his visits around the world. He has more friends and more helpers than anyone else on earth. And he loves the cold weather so much that he lives at the North Pole. Best of all, he doesn't ask much for his services, just that all little girls and boys be good and fair and grow up that way to make the world a better place and Santa's job a little easier. And so when the children ask me, what is a Santa Claus, I tell them what my mother told me, and it makes them happy. And I think when my mother told me, it made her very, very happy too.
Sleep in heaven, sleep in. It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
certainly was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely like he was cruising for bruising.
Cause Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Don't know how long I've been watching the light.